I'm Kempston Cross. This is your look at sports.
The delivery from Hadley Wackel, swing and a miss, and Jackson County Central is going to the state tournament for the first time since 2005.
The Jackson County Central softball team is finally going back to the state tournament. The Huskies persevered to win 7-2 in 14 innings after Morris Area Chocayo Alberta forced a winner-take-all situation in the Section 3 Class 2A Championship. The Tigers started the day by rallying to steal the first game 2-1 in 8 innings. Braylon Bogart smacked a triple and then scored on a wild pitch to make it 1-0 JCC in the bottom of the second. The Tigers tied it in the top of the fourth, added the go-ahead run in the eighth, and held on to win. Kenley Vandeveer had a pair of hits, including a double in that game. Matty Wackel tossed 12 strikeouts and allowed just one earned run with two scored on four hits plus four walks. JCC took the first lead in the second game with two runs in the top of the third. Cora Pauling singled aboard and then stole second base before advancing to third and then coming home on a pair of errors to make it 1-0 JCC. Miley Vandeveer hit a double and later scored from third on a fielder's choice. The Tigers tied the game with a pair of runs in the bottom of the fourth. Both teams threatened multiple times, but the defenses kept the next nine innings scoreless. Lauren Johnson started the JCC rally in the top of the 14th with a single. Cora Pauling hit a single as well, and then the Tigers intentionally walked Miley Vandeveer to load the bases. Matty Wackel eventually smacked a two-run single to score Pauling and Miley Vandeveer and make it 4-2 JCC. The bases were loaded again when the Tigers intentionally walked Bailey Fink. Braylon Bogard plated three runs with a single moments later, as Matty Wackel, Fink, and Kenley Vandeveer all scored to make it 7-2 JCC. Hadley Wackel struck out the side in the bottom of the 14th for a total of 19 strikeouts and the first Huskies trip to the state tournament since 2005. JCC head coach Morgan Christopher says it barely felt real when the Huskies finally punched their ticket to state after nearly 6 hours of softball.
All I know is our defense locked in, Hadley Wackel locked in, and we got out of a ton of jams again and finally broke it open in the 14th inning, which was awesome. You know, honestly, when we were up 2-0 like 8 hours ago, I kind of felt pretty good. Hadley said she only needed one run of support. And at that point, you know, we felt really good as a team that that's our pitcher's mentality. Both teams, holy cow. First off, let's give credit to both teams here. Big plays after big plays after big plays defensively. You know, in innings like 19 through 37 there, I felt like we broke it open. Like we finally got the hit. We finally were going to go ahead. And so much credit to Morris, too, because they made diving catch after diving catch. You know, and our kids came out and then just did the same thing over and over. So really just an extremely well-played game by both teams. But obviously, the dogs are out on top. Dogs are going to state, baby.
Cora Pauling collected four hits in the title game and scored twice. Matty Wackel and Braylon Bogard each had three hits and batted in three runs. Miley Vandeveer had a pair of hits and scored two runs. JCC also defeated the runner-up Tigers 3-2 in eight innings during the semifinal round. The 21-3 Huskies will now begin the Class 2A state tournament on Tuesday at 3 p.m. inside Caswell Park in North Mankato, with seating to be announced. The Martin County West softball team needed two wins against top-ranked United South Central in the Section 2 Class 1A Championship to advance to the state tournament for the first time ever. Dan Savoda had the call on Extreme.
In the championship game for Martin County West, they took on number one seeded United South Central, and these two teams battled it out in Caswell Park last night. In game number one, it was a bit of a rocky start for the Mavericks as Matty Carlson let in five runs off of three hits and two walks and was replaced by Sidney Clow in the middle of the first inning. Going through the entire batting lineup there in the first inning, Sidney Clow allowed one hit and got one strikeout and finally got through the end of the first. 5-0 was the score after one inning of play, but in the second inning, the Mavericks said, "We're going to try to make this game interesting," and they made it 5-1. Then in the third, the Mavericks tacked on two more and grabbed it to a 5-3 score, and the Mavericks then tied it in the fourth inning at five runs apiece. In the sixth inning, it was an RBI base hit from Emily Anderson that ended up getting a 6-5 final score as the Mavericks took game one against United South Central and handed the Rebels their very first loss of the season. Sidney Clow got a total of two strikeouts, no earned runs, one hit, and one walk when she came in to relieve Matty Carlson from the first inning. Offensively, speaking for the Mavericks in that game. 9 total strikeouts, 5 walks, 6 hits, and 6 earned runs for them. Mother Nature decided to make an appearance in between these two games, causing a rain delay with a bit of lightning and thunder visiting Caswell Park, as we had to wait about an hour before we were able to get in game number 2. In game number 2, Sydney Clow got the start for Martin County West, but she also had a bit of a rocky start in the first inning as she allowed 3 runs off of 3 hits and was replaced by Maddie Carlson halfway through the first inning. From then on, it was the Mavericks putting on the usual show on the mound, as Maddie Carlson got a total of 10 strikeouts off of 6 hits, 3 earned runs, and no walks, as it was 3-0 after 1 inning of play, then 6-0 at the end of 5, and that was your final score after 7 innings of play. For the Mavericks, they got 8 total strikeouts, 5 hits, and no earned runs in game number 2. And at the end of it all, the Mavericks are your Section 2A runner-up behind United South Central. And a very, very good season for the Mavericks, taking home plenty of hardware throughout this journey that they had for the season, finishing 22-5 overall. Tomahawk Valley Conference Valley Division Champions, Player of the Year Valley Division Maddie Carlson, Coach of the Conference Valley Division Coach Ziegler, All-Conference Players Hannah Rosenberg, Emily Anderson, Courtney Anderson, and Maddie Carlson, and all conference honorable mention Bailey Larson. Plenty of hardware taken home for the Mavericks this year. And of course, we also want to thank the seniors Emily Anderson, Mia Schutt, Hannah Rosenberg, Cammie Clow, Morgan Streamer, and Taya Schmidtke.
Thanks, Dan. Multiple athletes from the Jackson County Central and Martin County West Butterfield Odin track and field teams are headed to the Section 2 Class 1A meet on Saturday. The Huskies posted 37 qualifying performances during the subsection event last Thursday. The JCC boys posted 18 of those, including a pair of event wins. Ben Deline sprinted to victory in the 200 meters, and Clay Mauchow crossed the finish line first in the 300-meter hurdles. The JCC girls posted 19 qualifying results. The JCC girls posted 19 qualifications, led by a win from Riley Cother in the high jump. Bear Cuspub led the MCWBO boys with a pair of qualifications in the 100 and 200 meters, among 6 total for the Mavericks. Ava Tate led the girls by qualifying in the 100 meters and high jump. The first events are scheduled for 9:30 a.m. at Mankato West High School. You can always find more online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.